I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Several analysts refute Russia's claim that Kyiv was behind the Monday bombing of Ukraine's largest children's hospital, but evidence includes a serial number linked to a Russian-made cruise missile. Two adults died when a missile struck the hospital during the Monday morning rush hour, and at least 300 were injured, including children. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says,
the emergency crews are working hard. The Ukrainian Baptist Union used one of their mobile food kitchens to provide food and meals for those in need.
Praise God for sparing the life of a young Christian girl who was receiving dialysis at the hospital. She and her mother were in the building directly struck by the missile. And ask God to strengthen SGA church partners as they provide help and hope in strike zones across Ukraine. And according to the UN, Burkina Faso faces an unprecedented humanitarian crisis with drought-related issues and armed terrorist groups ravaging villages. Today, though, Christian World Outreach has something to celebrate in Burkina Faso. CWO's Greg Yoder says,
this year we had 35 graduates pass the national exam that they have to take, which is way higher than the national average.
Young women apply to CWO's Village of Opportunity program to learn a vocation like sewing or cosmetology. Graduates leave the program with a lot more than just life skills. The curriculum also includes gospel hope, and believers on staff share the compassion of Christ. This loving environment helps many students deal with past trauma. Pray for local leaders as they review applications and make decisions for the next group coming in September.
We're completing a building for culinary classes, especially for young ladies from the capital.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.